We kick things off by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and saying hello to Kyle's CSN colleague, Trenny Kuznarek. Trenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon, as always.
Thanks for having me on International Women's Day.
Absolutely. And on that topic, wonderful work that you did celebrating women in sports on CSN. And I had a chance to listen to the symposium you did at Suffolk University, and it was just fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a really cool initiative. It's been fun to be a part of it. I was really honored that that the powers that be in Stanford, who head up all the regionals, picked me to do the sit-down interview with Billie Jean King. It was an amazing experience to meet an icon and just so, you know, just to listen to her stories and hear what she went through and the things that she fought for. It's always a good reminder for women of my generation who, you know, grew up with Title IX. I never knew anything different than being able to do it, you know, play whatever sports I wanted, feel like I could do just about anything. So to meet a pioneer who sort of laid the, not sort of, but absolutely laid the groundwork was phenomenal.
Well, and among the many things I learned in watching and listening is that there is no one story, there's no one answer to what is the role of women in sport, because as it is for men, everybody's role is a little bit different.
Yeah, and I think that that's maybe one of the biggest obstacles we still have to get over, right, is this idea that sure, the door is open for women, but, you know, you can only go in certain rooms. You know, you can be a sideline reporter if you're in media, or you can be a host, you know, or a moderator, but maybe the show isn't your name and you're not the one offering the opinions, or you're not, you know, the face of the NFL or the face of Major League Baseball, or maybe you're not in an executive position, or there's not enough women, you know, female coaches out there. So I think that's sort of the next frontier, right, is opening all doors to women, not just saying, okay, well, sure, come on in and you can be a part of it, but you can only be a part of where we think that you fit. Because I think, you know, women fit in all different, you know, and all can work and fit in all different avenues.
Well, and I see that a lot in my day job, or at least my early part of the day job as a high school teacher and a former athletic director. Certainly athletics for young women has become a real gateway in our schools, and the opportunities are there that weren't there 30 and 40 years ago. But at the same time, I see that the expectations for young women in sport at the high school level are very different than they are for young men.
Yeah, I mean, that I think, too, is the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of times I think when people, you know, like today, there's so much discussion about equality for women, you know, happening on social media. And I had someone today ask, you know, well, why would you not go to work today? What does that have to do with equality? And I said, the point that I think is trying to be made is that women play a much larger role in everyone's everyday life than maybe they're given credit for, and to take that away is a very symbolic movement to show this is what happens when you take women out of the workforce. This is what happens when we do, quote unquote, stay in the kitchen, right? We stay in our lane, we stay in our role. And I think when it comes to female athletics and young female athletes, a lot of people look at that and say, well, you know, a girl can play any sport. With Title IX, she's able to participate and, you know, if she wants to be a cheerleader, she can be a cheerleader. But if she wants to be a track star, she can be a track star, or, you know, play football, play soccer. But what isn't talked about as much is that girls still participate at a reduced level compared to boys in athletics. The language used about girls and how, you know, what femininity is or what it's portrayed to be in the media, and how those messages sink in for a lot of young women, and they're focused more on, you know, is this sport going to make me too muscular? Is this going to make me look too much like I'm like one of the guys and not a girl? Is this, am I not going to be beautiful if I play this sport? Am I going to be hot and sweaty? And is that not gore? Is that not what I'm supposed to portray? And so all of those things sort of, I think, you know, get into the heads of a lot of young girls and keeps them from participating in sports at the numbers that we see for young men.
We're talking with Trenny Kuznarek, Comcast Sportsnet here on Downtown. And for the people who ask, you know, why do we need International Women's Day? Well, there are a long list of reasons, some of which you alluded to, the fact that there are doors that remain closed or at least not all the way open for women, and through the sheer fact that women, often doing the same job, don't get paid the same as men.
Yeah, you know, I had an agent once tell me, oh, well, you know, the contract you got is good. You're the highest paid female. Well, it was like, well, great. Awesome. I'm the high, you know, that's, you know, why am I not one of the highest paid people? You know, if someone comes after you and they want you to be a part of their station or their network, why is it about, okay, well, among the girls, you're top of the heap among the girls, but among everybody else, you're just kind of like middle bottom. And I think, and trust me, it wasn't meant to be an insult. It wasn't meant to pander. It was really meant to be like, hey, look, you know, they value you. But they value you in terms of other women, not in terms of your other colleagues. And I think that is, again, like things that sort of get lost in a shuffle. And it's International Women's Day. I think here in the United States, there is so, the fight for equality is so visible and so strong. And people now, it's so commonplace to hear women stand up for themselves, to fight for what they believe in. But in other countries, it's not that way, particularly developing countries. So when we, you know, when we're fighting for equality, it's not just that we're fighting for ourselves, but we're fighting for others as well.
We had Beth Mowins on the show not too long ago talking about her doing play-by-play for preseason NFL games. Why do you think it is, Trenny, that that's been one of the last frontiers, that there just are not a lot of play-by-play opportunities for women, either at the professional or the collegiate sports level?
I think it goes back to, again, that's not a box that women, you know, they are put in the sideline reporter box. They are put in the moderator host box. They are put in the read the teleprompter anchor box. And I don't think when you think play-by-play that most men, executives, and at this point, that's part of the problem, right? Most men are in charge of networks. There's not a lot of female executives, and they're making the hiring decisions. And when they're making the hiring decisions, they're going after men. But I think it also has to do with that if you're a young girl sitting at home, you don't have an example to look to. So even when I was a young girl, there were very few female television sports reporters. I mean, Leslie Visser is one of the first that I can really truly remember. And I know when I got into the industry, I had gone in, I wanted to be the next Jane Pauley. You know, I wanted to work on the Today Show. I wanted to be a news anchor because I loved telling stories. I loved to be, you know, I thought it'd be fun to be on camera. It was something I wanted to do since I was 8, but there was no one for me to look up to. So a lot of women don't go into that because they just don't see it as an option. Women look and see, oh, okay, well, the women are sideline reporters, so I guess that's the avenue, you know, I'll go down. I can be, which I've helped countless young women, and not one has ever said to me, my long-term goal is to be a play-by-play person or even an analyst. I would say 95% of the young women I work with say, oh, I really think it'd be cool to do like sidelines. I'd like to be a sideline reporter. And what I tell them is, well, you can't do sidelines forever. So you better start broadening your horizons because, you know, you reach a certain age and, you know, with few exceptions, Heather Cox, Michelle Pafoya, Lisa Salters, there's not a whole lot of women that are past the age of 35 or 40 who are doing sideline reporting.
And yet you can do play-by-play, as a lot of men have demonstrated, well into your 70s and nobody questions it.
Right. And I mean, let's be honest, you know, I'm a stickler for, you know, for me, an analyst should be a former player. And I don't care male or female. I love Jess Mendoza. She takes a lot of heat. But I love that ESPN has added Jessica Mendoza to their Major League Baseball coverage. I think she adds a different depth, a different dimension. She adds a different type of voice to it. But I do like that she is a former player. She's not a former major league player, but she's a former professional softball player and high-level softball player, and the two sports aren't that vastly different. They're different, but they're not entirely different, that she can fully understand both games. But for play-by-play, that to me is different. You just have to understand the sport. You have to be able to paint a picture for people. You have to be able to sort of steer the broadcast ship. And to me, that shouldn't, neither should be limited to male or female, but seeing as obviously most professional athletes are male, I can understand why that analyst role is more often, I think, suited, or maybe you see more men in that role. But for play-by-play, if you've been watching football since you were a little girl, or you've been watching baseball like I have since I was a little girl, why can't I do play-by-play like anybody else? Now, I'll be honest, I never thought about doing it. And now that it's gotten to the point in my career where I've never done it, it's overwhelming and intimidating to me. But for a little girl who's driving home in the car right now who loves baseball and who wants to be a sports, you know, be a sports broadcaster, I say to them, why not be the first female, you know, baseball play-by-player, NFL or NBA, you know, NHL play-by-play person? All you have to do is understand every intricacy of the sport. You know, you don't have to break it down the way an analyst does. And so to me, that's, if we had more women in those positions, I think that we would see more women go into that and think it's a possibility because they have examples.
No question about it. Some changes at CSN with a brand new show starting up. Boston Sports Tonight rolls out in April, and an expanded edition of the early edition that you're going to be a part of. Are you excited about that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, Gary and I are calling it Regis and Kelly, and Felder is going to be our Gelman. I think it's going to be great. I love working with those two. Obviously, they're both, in terms of Boston sports and just New England sports, they have both been here for decades. They're very high profile. They're very well respected, and to be included in the same breath as those two is an honor. And I just, you know, more than that, Gary and I get along so well. I love Gary like a brother or a cool uncle. I won't say dad because that's making him seem real old. He's not old enough to be my dad or anything. But we have a great sense of humor. We play off each other really well. Felder and I are both Milwaukee kids. We get along really well. I just think it's going to be a blast. And I think that we're all able to have fun with each other and get digs in on one another and push each other to, you know, come hard. Not with hot takes. I hate the term hot takes, but really think through different ways to attack sports topics, and I think it's going to be great.
Looking forward to it. And by the way, I hired Gary to his first job in the business.
You
so
did.
If you need any dirt,
we have you to blame.
Absolutely, but if you need any dirt on him, I've got lots that I've told him I might share. I might not.
Okay, I may tap into that
okay.
as we get going, especially in the dog days of summer where you know you're really like searching for some material. That seems like some good 7 o'clock hour. Let's go turn back the clock and embarrass Gary.
Yeah. We start talking Rumford days. You've got him in the palm of your hand.
Yes. Love it.
Trenny, it's always great talking with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we look forward to doing it again real soon.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.